I got a surprise email here from Charles Giles, Irving's son.
Oh,
I guess.
Yeah.
Marjorie.
Yeah. Okay.
And who's the other one? Her sister, Marjorie, and.
And Janet is
Janet.
Deceased. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, out of the blue, he sent me an email because I had our family tree on a website, and he didn't actually recognize my name at first, but he sent an email saying that I had the maiden name of Burl Rogers spelled wrong.
Oh.
It was actually Roger, R-O-D-G-E-R, instead of Rogers, but he was just correcting me on it, and I wrote him back and told him who he was, and he said he remembered me from Papa's memorial service at the church.
Oh, okay.
I guess he was wearing a black cowboy hat, apparently.
I don't remember that.
Well, he said...
I mean, he
wrote in the message here that he was talking to your kids quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
So, because
he's the same age as Kathy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So, and I guess he's got a son named Douglas, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He has two boys.
He does? Okay. I didn't have the other... I didn't actually have...
What, did you only have one, or you didn't have...
I didn't have either of his kids.
Oh, yeah. Doug, and then he had another boy. Wasn't it Brad?
Yeah. Brad, I don't know what his name is, but... Had two boys.
Yeah.
Brad. Okay. I guess Douglas works in the Chicago area, he says.
Oh, okay.
He just moved to the Chicago area and working for a drug company. But, well, Charles says hi to you, too, guys, by the way.
Yeah.
We always thought he's kind of full and Burl always bragged about everybody, you know.
Burl bragged about people?
And about her son.
Oh.
And he used to kind of earn Papa when Charles was little. His brother Irv took such pride in him.
Yeah.
And the kid was always doing something dumb.
Oh, jeez.
That's what I was trying to think. What was Dad had a nickname for him? Typical of your father.
He was reading book with a flashlight or something under the quilts and got his bed on fire.
Oh, really?
Irv had to pull it into the bathroom.
Yeah, luckily his room was right next to a bathroom.
Then another time, Irv had... He had this big Victorian house, and he had all the storm windows stacked in one row.
Yeah.
And Charles shot an arrow through.
just to make trouble or something?
He probably was aiming
for something else, and the arrow went through the storm window.
But to hear Burl and Ern talk about it, it was brilliant.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's funny. I figured you'd have stories on him. I knew you got stories on everyone.
Yeah.
So I guess he lives up in Wisconsin or something.
I was going to say, he lived up in Minnesota.
I'm thinking he called him something like Archie always refers to.
Oh, no, he's Minnesota. You're right.
Did he call him Knucklehead? I can't remember.
Who called him Knucklehead?
Papa.
Oh, really?
Refer to Charles.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, yeah, he lives in Minnesota. He lived near.
Also, he made Grandma an offer of $50,000 for a place in Minnesota.
Oh, a couple of years ago?
Yeah, he was interested in
buying. Oh, I remember that. Okay, yeah.
Then I felt bad because I never answered him. But
yeah, I remember. Okay, I remember now. Yeah. Okay, I didn't realize that was him.
And I think that the people have already sold the house.
Yeah, it sounds like they subdivided it.
And they divided it up into lots and sold lots, too.
Yeah.
I think Roberta found that somewhere on the internet.
Yeah, I saw on the internet the pictures of the place. They put a big porch. They put a deck on the front.
Yeah, a deck around the front, yeah.
Makes it easier. It wouldn't have to be mowed, I guess.
Well, yeah, less grass and, nice view of the lake. Nice
hardware,
the mosquitoes
would
eat
your life. Is she coming?
Yeah, she's coming. She left a while ago. I guess the traffic must be bad.
Yes.
Yeah, I have to find out. So I went to Douglas. He must be older than me, maybe, or kind of a similar age, I suppose. That's kind of interesting. Yeah, I didn't have his name. I'll have to find out if he's got kids.
Yeah.
But it sounds like the Douglas sounds like he's been trying to, I guess Douglas saw my family tree.
Oh, okay.
And apparently he's been doing some genealogy.
Okay, yeah, so. Well, maybe you can, you know, find some stuff out from each other.
Yeah.